Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Welcome to Nobody Panic with me, Stevie, comparing myself to my co-host, Tessa.
And me, Tessa, not comparing myself to you. Oh. Absolutely no interest. Okay. No, good. Relentlessly comparing myself and scoring myself against Stevie and all my other peers and colleagues. Where do I stand? Yeah, subconsciously, consciously, on the dartboard I've made myself to see where I rank amongst all the people I know.
Good to lean in with these things.
Good to lean in. Welcome to Nobody Panic, the podcast. Today's episode is all about how to stop comparing yourself to other people. It's things that we've dealt with in the past, but we're gonna really commit.
Focus
on in.
It was a suggestion, no less. Tessa, what did the nice person say?
Should we say her name? Maybe she doesn't.
Let's give her a made-up name of Durangia.
Well, Durangia, and you'll remember you wrote it in Durangia. We're just keeping you anonymous just in case everybody else listens and you don't want to deal with this. Hi, Stevie and Tessa. I'm an avid listener of the podcast. Thank you, Durangia. And
good for reading that bit out.
Thank you. And I love you both. But who's my favourite? Let me compare you both.
No.
Yes. And wondered whether you could make an episode on how not to compare yourself to other people. For example, I am 30 at the end of this month. Very stressful milestone. I still live at home with my parents and have a good job as a primary school teacher. It sounds like Durangia is very happy, but I can't help but feel like I am behind, in inverted commas, all my friends of the same age who are buying houses, dogs, getting engaged, / married, having children, etc. And I think this is such a relatable thing that Durangia is going through, especially if you're hitting one of those big, awful number milestones when people have the sort of like, but I should have done all these things by this time. When I was 10, I thought I'd have, you know, climbed Mount Everest by this point. You know, I thought I would have done all this stuff. And it's hard to compare yourself both to the vision of yourself you had in the past and also to the actual reality of the people that you know who feel like they're smashing it when you're simply not smashing it.
Yes, agreed. I also had seen a couple of friends this week, and both conversations have mainly centered around us both discussing someone that they've been comparing themselves to, basically. And then me being like, yeah, me too. Like, so I've basically had hours of discussion about this. And I think it's something that is probably the most common conversation topic among peers. Piers Morgan, of course.
He fucking loves it.
You can feel a certain way while being self, very conscious of the fact that that's A, unhelpful, B, irrational, and C, like, oh, it's not the whole picture. You don't know. It's just social media or whatever. But yes. You can still have, it still means those feelings are still valid. And I definitely have people that I could list but won't, that consistently, no matter how much I safeguard against it, no matter how, all the things I do and all the things that I put in place and all the acceptance and all of the like, oh, fine, they will do something and they're always better. And I'm always like, oh, you're right, great, I feel like shit again. And that's, but it lasts a lot less time now, you know?
Oh,
like,
that's
so
great.
It used to, well, yeah, of course it does. Otherwise, I would not have improved at all in my life. But it's when you're younger, you can completely be consumed by that. And also, like, yeah, I'll have, like, if something happens, I will have maybe an hour or I'll just feel a little bit like, ugh, for a day or something. But you know now, or one knows how to pick yourself back up. When you look closer, the things that you're comparing to, you're comparing one specific thing. You're not comparing. So, like, you might have something that they don't, and they would covertly covet. Go undercover and covet.
Covert garden.
COVID garden. COVID! Oh, wow. So, yeah, like, so, but obviously those things can often feel very surface. And when you're talking, it's quite, that's why I was going to say, it's quite helpful to talk to a friend.
Yes.
About, maybe not always the friend that you're jealous of, because that can cause some problems. But in some instances, it is helpful too. But like it's quite freeing. It's just something that people don't, people are ashamed of, and I think
of course it's
weird.
Because jealousy, and particularly female jealousy, is a very ugly thing, and it's it has been painted as a very ugly thing, and therefore it's all like, and people are like, but isn't feminism, the point of feminism, to like love and boost up all women? You're like, no. No, absolutely not. It doesn't mean that you have to like everybody, and you're allowed to have all those feelings, and to, you know, you can know that those feelings are irrational and them still be there. Like, that doesn't, they don't go away.
Yeah. And also, I would recommend very much our episode that we did on how to cope with jealousy, and also how to cope with life milestones. I think that's what they're called. They're good companion.
The jealousy one is because, yes, a companion episode, absolutely. What's that, like, integrated brand, integrated brand content. When we keep you forever, because you just keep moving from one podcast to another, constantly.
It's like
promoted
a choose your own adventure.
Exactly.
Like less adventure.
Also, in the jealousy episode, we learned about the difference between jealousy and envy, which I thought was so interesting. I didn't know there was a difference. I thought they were just two words.
Yes. And also that there is a reason that we compare ourselves to other people. It's because it's our innate need to improve upon ourselves. And but how do you do that? Well, you look at what your peers are doing, you look at what Piers Morgan's doing, because
look at what Piers is up to.
In the old days, in the olden times, when we're like in a cave, love talking about this kind of vague time when we're in a cave, but sure. But like the community only improved, was only as good as its individuals. So if all the individuals are striving and going, well, he hunts really well, I'm going to hunt better than him. She hunts very well too, I'm going to hunt better than her. Then it benefits the group, that kind of healthy comparison. But the problem is that we now live in a world that is essentially weaponizing our need to compare, and then being like, why are you so bothered? Like, well, probably because you've set up the entire of the world to tap
make
into.
Me bothered. Yeah.
But what's your adult thing?
I've got a new sofa, and I put the old sofa on FreeCycle whence it came. I got it from FreeCycle. I returned it to FreeCycle. It felt very like, you know, and go back, go be loved. And then the woman was quite hopeless. Like, she sort of said she'd be there, and then she wasn't there. And then it was like, oh, the traffic bad, I'll probably be there like at 3. And I was like, well, I've been here since 10 when you said you were coming. And I was quite shirty. And then they were just two really nice, quite flustered students. And I was like, oh, shame on me for being all sad. Like, you go live.
It's me 10 years ago.
It's me. Oh, hello, me from the past.
Yeah.
Like, as I like sort of bequeathed my sofa on, and I was like, Godspeed to you both. Like, I was so yeah, that was very adult. Both I gave back a sofa, but also I was like, you're young, you know.
Yeah, also buying a sofa is great. I've never bought a sofa.
Oh, thank you. Well, it was secondhand, also, but it is fancy, and it's a dusty pink. It's so like, oh, dusty pink millennial. So listen, no one's saying I don't hate myself, but I have got a new fancy sofa.
Mine is that I've got into scented candles. Not for everyone, but when I was younger, there'd be people like at uni or whatever, there was always people who were like, oh, I've got scented candles. And I was never like that. I was always like, oh, I'm a student, like, my room has nothing in it other than a Scarface poster to show boys that I'm into like good films. That's it. And I've just, there's a Yankee Candle near us. And yeah, I've been experimenting with flavors. Like, that's what I've been doing. Like, yeah, orange blossom is surprisingly nice. Rose, surprisingly weird. And I, yeah, I'm just like creating a little nice atmosphere in the evenings. You know?
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, Stevie.
But one thing right. that one thing that is making us all a little bit like hee at the moment is that we are well, I don't know about anyone else, but very much glued to my, well, trying not to be, but very difficult not to be glued to my phone at the moment. Mm. And that's surprise, surprise, that has something to do with the problem with comparing yourself, a babe. One thing, if you haven't done it, is to address the things that you're looking at on social media. And you might go, but they're my friends. Like, I have to. No, you can unmute them. Like, if you have a friend that whenever you look at her stuff, it's like, oh, there she is with a, I don't know, whatever you want, a rabbit. I want a rabbit. I'm just using that as an example.
I suspect the areas are
rabbits.
Rabbits, number one. Obviously, everyone's key comparison, desperately jealous of other people who've got rabbits.
Yes.
It does feel like, if I may say, if rabbits are your bar, that feels like a low bar, and that does feel like that's something you could achieve. I believe in you if you want to get a rabbit. Just get a goddamn rabbit. Obviously, number one, rabbits. Number two, a physical, fantastic physical appearance. Number three, career. Number four, love, and number five, babies, and number six, house.
I think I'd say friends as well. Like if seven when friends, you see people oh, constantly, they're constantly at cool places.
Things
you're like
they're cool friends.
I want to go there. I was free.
Number eight, cool holidays. Number nine, nice family. If you haven't got a nice family, and then everyone's like, ha ha ha, just hanging out with all my cool brothers and uncles, and you're like, ha ha ha. No one in my family speaks to each other. They're like, you know, being like, my mum's my best friend, my dad's amazing, you know, and you're like, oh, I have a difficult relationship with my parents.
So absolutely.
Those are your top 10.
Christmas
all the way from rabbits to parents.
Rabbits to parents. Essentially, we've listed the every aspect of life. And I think that is what is so damaging about the social media thing.
Absolutely.
You can think like, oh, I don't, look, she's got abs or whatever. I don't mind that. So I'm actually fine. But then secretly, you don't even realize that you're feeling bad because of the family thing, for example, because that's not something that is always immediately obvious. And you also have that, you know, might have that complicated feeling of, hang on, I should feel, especially if it's someone you know and like, oh, why am I feeling this horrible comparison feeling? Why can't I just be happy for my friends? And I think that's the number one thing you need to get rid of. It doesn't matter why you feel like, who cares what you should be feeling or what you shouldn't be feeling. If somebody or a particular thing is making you kind of go like, ooh, you have to get, we don't have a lot of control over many things in our lives, but we do have control over what we're looking at on our phones. So that's the one thing you actually can address. And no one will know you've muted them. I muted everyone. I've said it a million times. And I've never had one issue with it other than like, I think once I didn't see someone had got engaged and then they told me and it was really nice because they got to tell someone face to face.
Lovely.
They screamed, like, lovely. So you don't need to be seeing that stuff. And also it's no matter how many times you think, but it's really inspirational for me to see, for example, beautiful homes and beautiful living rooms that have incredible interior design. And because, you know, that'll help me decorate my rented flat with no money. No, it won't, because your flat will never look like that until you have the money of the person that you are spying on, you know, like, if you are single, is it helpful for you to be staring at like your friends who have boyfriends? No. Like, is it helpful if you know, a single, don't stare at all your friends' babies and you're desperate for it. Like, you don't need any of that. It's not offensive to mute somebody. It just isn't. And fill your feed with something that makes you laugh, something that makes you smile, something that makes you kind of just have a nice time. Have a nice time rather than a comparison time. You can't compare yourself to a duckling, can you?
No, it's a big spiraling ball. So I think obviously we talk about it all the time. We've been, in fact, more in brand cross-pollination. We've just done an episode about putting your phone down. So if you're finding phones are, you know, it's got out of control, do have a listen to that episode.
it's very complicated, all this stuff, but so get rid of the clearly unhealthy things first, like the obvious ones, get them sorted before you can then go, oh wow, so I'm still, you know, worried about this, or I'm still thinking about this person or this place.
Or this
I'm really
place.
Jealous of Paris. I'm just so jealous.
I am of jealous Paris. Of Paris. He looks like he's having a great time. The first sort of like more deeper addressment is to like look at the massive list of things that you are jealous of in other people, or that you are comparing yourself when, you know, in our original reader, a lovely reader whose fictional name I've already forgotten.
Durangia? Which sounds Durangia. Like deranged. Sorry about that.
Durangia was thinking that she was 30. She was still at home and she was living with her parents, and she was, all her friends having babies and dogs. And so her thing is obviously house and partner and babies. But in that big long list, like, have you got, but it sounds like you've got a great job and quite a nice family, at least, who you know, enjoy, you know, who
you're able to live with.
Obviously every family has its own dramas, but like they seem like it's relatively amicable. So like maybe you've got a nice family, maybe a job that you seem to really like being a primary school teacher. So like on your list of things, you've actually got some things that other people, that you'd be like, oh yeah, whatever. But those are the things that other people would have high up on their list of things that they're desperately jealous of, but they desperately compare, being like, oh, I haven't got this. I haven't got a job that I like. I hate my job. I hate my job. I can't go home. And like already you're suddenly, now the scales have tipped. And now you're the winner in that, you know, in that category.
In that category. Yeah. And also when people have one category that they're not like, I think probably the most common one is thinking is your job being, it's not liking your job. So then you really will push the social life element on social media because that's your good thing, or you'll go really over the top with your boyfriend because you don't feel like other areas of your life, or actually probably even more common, you go really over the top with photos of your partner because you've actually just had an argument and you feel bad about
it.
But yeah, it's as with everything, it's less about, it's unfortunately it's actually often not about the other person or the other thing, it's about yourself. So there's obviously areas in your life that you're like, and you know, you've Durangia has listed them, so that's like the first step of the battle, really, isn't it, realizing the things that you're like, oh, I wish I could change this, or I wish I, and the only thing you can do about those things is to have a long or short term plan of how and when and what you would like to do to alter those things. So if you're living with your parents and you're like, are you living with your parents to save money to then move somewhere else? Well, then focus on the goal rather than the situation. This is just a little step on the way to your goal rather than focusing on what you are doing right now. So yeah, if you're, you know, thinking about all of that, you know, I don't know, like if you're coveting a better job or a baby, or like obviously a baby is difficult because there are certain things that have to happen, but they're still actionable. That's still an actionable goal. They're still,
yes, they can still go on your mood board of like, these are the things I want for myself. And if the comparison, if when you look at your friends who have those things, if it's like, oh, I feel like I'm just not doing it, or is it I desperately want that thing? And if it's like, oh, I feel like everyone's judging me for being at home, but actually I quite like it, then it's like, well, then the judgment is completely in your head. Like, that's totally imaginary. If you like the situation you're in, the judgment is completely fictional and totally irrelevant. It's only an issue if you're like, okay, I do actually want this thing. And so it's all about this internal thing of being like, okay, why is it making me feel like this? Is it out of the thing? Is it because I want this thing? Is it because I'm afraid of this? Is it because I think everybody's thinking ill of me? Is it because I thought I would be in a better place by now? Like, where's this coming from? And is it something that I care about enough to want to change?
And know that this isn't, you're in the bit of the movie that's the bit before it all gets better. Like you're at
the
interesting
montage
bit.
yeah
so you know, it's not, this isn't where you've ended up. Like, I think there's a lot of people like, oh, I can't believe this is where I've ended up, and it's like, no, unless literally you're dead now.
This is the start of the movie. Like, this is the beginning bit. You're in it, and that's like, when you think of it like that, you're like, oh, that's actually really exciting. This is the beginning of the story rather than the end point of the story.
Someone I know does a told me about.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One way that they could have coped with comparison that I've always done since, and it's really helped me, is that every single time I see something, or you know, one of my people do something that is just like, yeah, good again, very good. I immediately, well, obviously, I'll be saying yes, very good, and then once I stop saying that, then I will go and do something positive. Genuine, like practical for me, is often always a career thing. I'm never jealous of people, their personality or their attractiveness or anything. It's always like, oh, they've done something, like they've written a great book, or they've done something, they did a great show or something. And then I'm like, oh, I wish I could. And so I will then be like, okay, well, I'll immediately do something towards a project or a creative thing that I'm working on, whether that's mm-hmm. like, you know, it used to be when I used to edit this podcast, I'd be like, oh, well, I'll just go and edit my podcast. And that's a thing, that's a job done, tick. That's a thing, a creative thing that I'm doing, and I've learned how to do it and it makes me feel good. Or anything that just makes you feel like you've put a little pebble in your pot, rather than you're constantly pouring out the pebbles onto other people's ponds. Not very good at analogies. Tess is the analogy person.
No, it's good, and I like it. You've only got so many pebbles, so put them in your pot. Yeah, I think exactly that. Like, when you feel these feelings, write yourself a little list called quite cool, actually. And write yourself a little list of things that you've done or achieved, or things that you have, you know, that are actually quite cool. And
not bad.
Not bad, actually. I'm feeling all these feelings, but I actually have got some quite cool stuff, and that's quite nice. I think, like, even like our adult thing every week is such a nice thing to be like, quite cool, actually.
Yeah, I've got into candles. That's one thing.
That's a thing I did, and that I achieved, actually. And I'm quite, you know, I'm proud of myself. I think it's about like establishing where the like negative feeling is coming from, and what kind of negative voice you've personally got. And if, like, when you see that, you know, somebody's written a book, or somebody's had a baby, or somebody's done something, what is the voice actually saying? Is it like, oh, fuck them, I wish I could do that? Or is it like, fuck me, how negative is the voice, and where is it targeting? Is it targeting you? Is it targeting them? Like, is it like, oh, I'm shit and I'll never be able to achieve anything? Is it like, no one ever wants to have a baby with you? Just like, what's the voice actually saying? And what does it want?
Yeah, well, then you can, that's good, because then you can break it down and you can be like, well, how realistic is it, what I'm saying? Like, and sometimes it's nice to be occasionally indulgent and be like, everyone's better than I am. And sometimes you need a bit of that. But then that has to, you do have to snap yourself out of that. And then you have to go, well, okay, what do I have? What is it? Why am I comparing myself to these particular things and these particular aims? How can I get there if that's what I want? And also, like, be fully aware that every narrative you tell yourself about yourself is wrong. Like we as human beings, our brains form these kind of like timelines and about yourself and about other people, and they're never accurate because everyone has their own perception of themselves. So you're not seeing what someone else would see when they look at you, and that's really obvious. But basically, how to stop comparing yourself is basically just stop comparing yourself. But that is, we need to be reminded of these obvious things, and you need to be reminding yourself constantly of these obvious things whenever you feel this kind of like, oh, I'm not where I, you then just have mm-hmm. to go through the checklist that you know you have to do, but it's so easy to just not do it and be like, yeah, but they are better. Like, you know, yeah, you exactly. have to be your friend, you have to be your own sort of ally, and you have to be like, because you know, you can't, there's no, literally nothing positive will ever come from you comparing yourself negatively to something or a situation. Nothing good will come from it unless you create something positive. If you turn it into a positive situation and look at what it is and go, okay, well, if I want that, then how do I get that? Again, obviously certain things are easier than others. Love, a baby, especially difficult. But there are still steps that you can take. There are still like, am I putting myself out there enough? Am I doing all the things that I know I can do to put myself in a position to get that, whatever that thing is? But it also as well, just, you know, it's shit. Like, it is shit. And we are always comparing ourselves. And the most, you know, you read those, I find it quite helpful sometimes, like to read celebrity profiles, like good ones. So there's one in The Guardian recently, but with like, look, it's a left field actor, John Cusack, sure. But I'd be like, John Cusack, he's been in quite a lot of fun films. When I was growing up, he was in loads of fun films. And he's in the interview being like, yeah, I'm not really hot anymore. Like, and I don't mean like attractive. I mean, like, he's not like the cool actor anymore. He's like, yeah, I'm really banking on this TV show to sort of help me. And you're like, look, he's like, when you are a millionaire actor person, you're still like, ah, but that person got that part, or like that person did this, or whatever. Like, it never goes away. So we have to learn how to handle it. And also, I think John Cusack was a terrible example, but
I think John Cusack was a fantastic example. I mean, what does Theodore Roosevelt say, Stevie?
Oh, no. Is that what he says?
That's exactly what he said. Okay. And immediately after that, he said, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. But
right?
Good for him that he
and good
he
for him, actually. Thank you.
Except
thank you. The last time we had a president with something to say, he's like, it's exactly it. If you're like, oh yeah, okay. Every time you catch yourself doing it, being like, this is the thief of joy. Like, I cannot be happy if I constantly am just comparing myself to other people, because this is a hollow husk. There is nothing here that's good. It will only result in me thinking that there's nothing good here. You just have to, all you can do is be like, am I the best that I could be today? Like, have I done the best I can? Great. Then that's
am I helping myself and being my own friend? But also, if you're drowning in comparison and you're finding it really difficult and really struggling, then like things like online therapy really help with things like that, because it's a very specific issue.
And even if you can't like speak to an actual professional, and obviously do carry on down that road if you can, like just being open and honest with a friend and being like, I'm incredibly jealous of Vivian. Like, I'm sorry to admit this out loud, but I'm so jealous. And your friend might be like, oh my God, me too. Somebody would be like, probably lots of people are thinking like, oh my God, yes, she always looks amazing. Or she's got this
Vivian's
thing. Vivian's fucking smashing it. And then if you spoke to Vivian would be like, oh my God, I'm just so desperate for, you know, Barbara's life, you know, and round the bloody thing goes in a circle.
Well, there is a situation of comparing yourself to someone and it actually compromising your friendship. And that is something that happens, I think, so much more than, because no one's going to go, oh, I'm not friends with you because I'm too jealous of you. So people will make up other excuses as
Absolutely.
To why they're not, you know?
Absolutely. And often when you begin a friendship, it comes from a place of you beginning in the same place in whatever it is you're doing. You've met at, you know, school or work or whatever. And then that friend gets you, or you were both single girls and that's what your friendship was about. Like, not that it was the whole point of the friendship, but like that was the mate, you know, you were the two that went out and had fun, and then they've got a boyfriend suddenly and they want to spend all their time with him, and you know, you feel you feel left out. And, you know, it's a, like, that's what so, is, it's so damaging to friendship, because that is often exactly how those things begin, is you both in the same place and then one surges ahead, in inverted commas, onto a different path that makes, that can only make you feel like you're inherently behind, again, in inverted commas, just because those two paths are moving at different speeds. But it's not, you're just on different chapters of the same book. Like, you are just at different points in the same thing. It's not like one is inherently better than the other. And, you know, it happens in, for everyone in every area. Like, we've got friends who went to drama school and, you know, had these amazing friendships with their friends at drama school, and everyone just doing their, you know, weird, intense, immersive play or whatever they're doing at drama school. And then suddenly one person in the class is in, you know, a Hollywood blockbuster, and, you know, suddenly you're living very different lives and you both wanted that same thing. But it's not to say that them taking, it's not, there is an infinite number of pieces of pie. Like, there are, there is space for everyone to be able to achieve their dreams. There is space for everyone to be allowed to achieve, you know, love and babies and their career thing and, like, and the promotion. Like, there is space for everyone, and you mustn't feel like you're, that it, it means that you don't have a chance just because someone else has currently has it.
Yeah, I think that's one of the really important things. Yeah, if somebody, someone else's success actually has absolutely nothing to do with your own, and you might go, well, it does because they get everything. It doesn't, no, no, it really doesn't. Like, it, even if, even in the one that, a situation that feels like it has to be that is, you know, for example, somebody who is going up for promotion and they go up against their friend and their friend gets it and they don't. You'd be like, well, their achievement definitely affects my happiness. Yeah. No, you can literally transfer to another job and do another. Like, if you wanted that position and that is not happening within your company, you can go somewhere else and get that. But people do not believe that they can do that. It's like, well, I'm rubbish and I won't be able to do it. And I think, yeah, someone else doing well really has nothing to do with you. Yeah. But you can't help but use it as a barometer. So it feels like it, doesn't it? And it hurts.
You know, it does not go away. So the quicker that you can work out a way to deal with it and be open and be ready to say to your friend, like, I'm so, so happy you have babies. I'm so genuinely so thrilled for you. And it's also a genuine real struggle for me. And I just want to be honest and tell you how I'm feeling. And it's this, I know you're not judging me in any way, but this is how I'm making myself feel. Honesty has just got to be like the forefront of friendship, I think, to just be able to say, you know,
yeah,
exactly how you feel.
Yeah. And then if it doesn't work out because you were honest, well then, it doesn't work out, and it wasn't going to work anyway because you were really jealous. So it's like, it's a win-win. Yeah.
If your friendship couldn't survive this, like, this new path and this new hurdle of you being like, really love you, definitely this is happening, can we work this out together, you know, then that's okay. That's just not a friend, you know, then it wasn't a great, then it wasn't a great friendship in the first place, you know. And like, yeah. and which is us saying, not to us say like your friendship sounds shit, is us saying the friendship is probably, we suspect it will survive, you know, openly, yeah, also, discussing this thing between you.
Yeah, absolutely. And people kind of as well drift apart and come together throughout your whole life. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean it was a bad friendship always. It just means that, like, that friendship was of that time, and then you've moved away from each other, and you know, life, as I would say,
as you would
and
say,
as Theodore Roosevelt would say,
that's what he famously said at he sang his own inauguration.
Yeah, oh, you did, yeah. Beautifully. I hope that helps, Durantia. And anyone else listening who is feeling a little bit, I think it's just the key things are, yeah, do what you can to limit what you're seeing and what you're comparing yourself to.
Be honest about it. Be open. Work out where it's coming from, the feeling of being like, I feel behind, in inverted commas. Is it like, is it a fury at the world of being like, why do I have to be going at your pace? Or is it like, oh, I'm crap and I'll never, you know, what kind of internal monologue is going on? And then open and honestly discuss it with people. And also remember that, listen, we're all going to live to be about 107. You got time. You can achieve all the things you want to achieve in this life. And if I may close with discussing Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yes, always.
If I may, in the... She was up for Twilight. And of course it went to your friend and mine, Kristen Stewart.
Mm.
And Jennifer Lawrence thought she would quit. You know, it hadn't really worked out for her. And she was like, I don't think acting is for me. And what was around the corner, Stevie?
Probably the Hunger Games.
Probably the Hunger Games, which she wouldn't have got had she been, you know. And you're like, and lo, that life-changing thing was just, and not to be like, guys, the Hunger Games is just around the corner. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen in life, and don't consider this thing to be the end. Just, you know, sort of stay in there and, you know.
Oh, also, I'm so sorry. I've just realised that has inspired me a final tip, which probably is too late. But if you're still listening, and if you have, then you deserve it because you're a purist. Is take whatever it is that you are comparing yourself and favourably to, and find people and examples of people who, for example, if you are 30 and you want a baby, find examples of, and there are millions of examples, often famous people are useful for this, people who've had babies at 38, 39, 40.
46, like there are so many. Janet Jackson.
83. It's been done. And if it's a career thing, find examples and read books, autobiographies of people who have done things that you would like to do, or not what you'd like to do, but that they've just like come into their own, not at 16, you know? Little last minute tip, but I found that very helpful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going out of here and stopping comparing myself to any of my, you know, my Giffen hair.
That's what you call them? The Giffen hair gang.
The good for you gang. And Giffen hair.
Oh, great.
Giffen hair. There used to be a Kellogg's Special K advert where a teenage girl was like, Sarah's mum does this. Sarah's mum works out every morning. Sarah's mum looks amazing. Sarah's mum wears these jeans. Sarah's mum eats Special K. And then that girl's mother goes, does she? Good for her. It's very, and you're like, yes.
Very so good.
Everyone's got a good for her gang. And just remember, they've got their own shit going on, you know?
Yes. But if you enjoyed the episode and you have any ideas of future episodes that we would like to do, as you can see, we're working through suggestions. We've got some good ones coming up. Thank you so much for your emails and for your tweets and stuff.
And for your honesty. Thank you so much, everybody who writes such lovely, honest things to us. We really appreciate it.
But we are on at NoPanicPod on Twitter. Give us a follow on Twitter. I don't know. Why not? I'm at Stevie M. The S is a 5, not an S.
I'm at Tessa Coates. Just your classic collection of letters. The email is nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't compare yourself this week.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Comparison
is not the end of the movie. This is the beginning of the movie. What an exciting time rather than a sad time. Being like, oh shit, where's this movie going, baby?
And what a long movie. Such a
weirdly long movie. It's art house. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brands.